In Vietnam, you expect to see the signs of war. Riots in the street, death and destruction. Because this is a country fighting for its very existence. But I came home from Vietnam. And I read the papers. I read about wars. But they weren't in cities like Da Nang, Saigon, Cu Chi, Binh Tri, or Pleiku. There were names, funny-sounding names. Detroit, Milwaukee, Chicago, Newark, on and on. What happened to this country while I was gone? Carry a placard, march where you please, but don't bring America to her knees. Plead for any cause that you feel is right, but please don't destroy America. Please don't destroy America. With our country being torn with strife internally, criticized and condemned externally, I think it's time that we, the American people, just stop and look at ourselves. Decide who we are, what we have, and what do we want. Now, some people tell us that the form of democracy that we have, that's been fought and died for so many times, is no good, and it needs to be changed. They criticize, they condemn, they curse this country for all it stands for, and yes, they even burn our flag. But by doing all this, they themselves prove that their own arguments are false, because they prove that personal freedoms exist in this country that exist nowhere else on the face of God's green earth. Now, these people would tear everything we have down, and they offer no plan on which to build. I've heard so much talk about white power and black power, and so little talk about what we really need, plain old common sense and willpower. I've heard so much of hate and destruction, and so little of peace and building. I've heard so many demands and counter-demands, and so much talk about what this country owes to us, and so little talk of giving and what we owe this country. I've heard so much about the violations of rights. You know, when I was a little boy, my daddy taught me that my rights stopped just where yours began. Did my daddy teach me wrong? I'd like for all Americans to join me in a protest. Stop and think. Think about what we have. And like all good Americans, protest by voting. Not by tearing this country down. Now, who am I? Well, I'm no expert. I'm not even an educated man. I'm a very simple man. A poor man materially, but a man rich. Rich because I grew up in the greatest country in the world. An American. Right now, America's got some clouds hanging over it. She needs our help. But I'm not worried, because together you and I can blow these clouds away, and America will be more strong and more united than ever before, for the good of all mankind. This is one American's dream. Carry a placard and march where you please, but don't bring America to her knees. Plead for any cause that you feel is right, but please don't destroy our country. Please don't destroy America.